Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. Today, the level of concern will be a little bit different because Jerry Jones talked with us.
Oh, that's true.
He called in to Sean and RJ. He kept putting his finger over the speaker on his phone so that it would sound like it was going in and out. And he was like, really, I just want to be on with the KNC Masterpiece.
Oh, wow.
Is what I'm told.
In your face, Sean. And
sources.
RJ.
But you might hear Jerry on with Sean and RJ on Friday. Who knows?
Oh.
Things are kind of up in the air. So the level of concern is going to be a little bit different today. But Kevin, I have some baseball statistic that I want you to hear.
Okay.
This is from Sarah Langs, Slangs on Sports on Twitter. I like that. Good job, Sarah. Seasons where one LCS was a sweep and the other went seven games. The LCS best of seven since 1985.
Okay.
2025, 2012, 2007, 2006, and 1988.
Okay.
Each of the four prior teams, the team winning the seven-game LCS won the World Series.
Really?
Now, does this change things for you? Because
that is very surprising.
It was a sweep on one side. Now, I haven't looked any deeper into those. Because we know there are some years where the NL is a lot weaker than the AL.
Yeah.
I don't know what the reality is in those situations. This is one of those where you feel like the Dodgers are the best team. They have the most invested in the team. They have players at every position, pitching all over the place. But the history does show.
That is fascinating. I wonder if it's like a layoff thing, especially because, but then again, I mean, the Blue Jays won last night and so they don't play again until Friday. Man, that is interesting. That does kind of change my perception.
So Kevin will be changing his underdog bets based on that, I think.
They're plays, not bets. Thank you very much. And you can make team picks now on underdog. So that's a great point. Ooh, that means probably about 2-1 on your money on the Blue Jays. Ooh.
Somebody did post on Twitter as well a screenshot of all the mutuals that Max Crosby follows that they follow, which does include Jake Ferguson, Jadeveon Clowney, Sam Williams, Zeke.
Oh, so.
Micah.
Oh, so maybe not. The most
Dak.
Did he follow them before?
Dez Bryant, Pat McAfee. This is something I was like, oh, hold on. Let me go take a look at all this. Guess who I see that he follows that I follow?
Who's that?
One Robert Belt.
Oh, he was on the show.
He was featured on the show this morning during our first segment in Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
So I reached out to one Robert Belt and said, hey, how long has he been following you on Instagram? Was it today? And he said, no, since college. I've known him for a while.
Okay.
So
that does not necessarily impact the trade viability.
Kevin, he is from Colleyville Heritage.
Wouldn't you say he's from Colleyville and went to Heritage?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Colleyville Heritage is like a real place.
Where he lived most of his adolescent life, Kevin.
Okay.
And his sister on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Is referred to as DFW makeup artist.
Oh.
It just makes a lot of sense, Kevin.
Oh, makeup. I get
it. It makes a lot of sense that he would feel comfortable here. Right? As Trey Wingo reported right after, like seriously, right as we were ending our interview with Jerry Jones today, Trey Wingo reported that according to sources, the Cowboys have made inquiries with the Raiders about a potential trade for Max Crosby.
Look.
And then we've kind of gone through everything we can, I think, to figure out how it would function. And Kevin, you've done a really good job of kind of laying out the plan. Yeah. It seems like it's favorable in a lot of ways for the Cowboys. In a lot of ways.
Yeah. The thing I go back to is 2 years at $62 million is a lot. But you were looking down the barrel of they were going to pay Micah. I think we figured it out. It was like $42.5 million at the time. So you are getting $10 million less. Do you think it's a comparable player? Do you think it's a better player? Do you think it's a worse player because of age and potential injuries? That all factors into the decision-making process. I guess what I would want to know from y'all, from the listeners, is how do you stack Max Crosby up against Micah Parsons? Like, let's say it's it's a 10-point scale. So if you think Micah's a 9.5 and Max Crosby's a 9.5, then this makes all the sense in the world. Depending on what they're asking for.
I think one's a 9.5 and one's a 9.
Who's the 9?
Maybe Max.
Okay, then if draft compensation tops out at a singular first-round draft pick and you can at least have a conversation with Max about his contract, then let's see how that goes.
And it is a two-year difference. Max 28 and Micah 26.
That's it? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's smaller than I thought. So,
like Bradley Chubb, I looked; he's 29. So in that Cowboys, the smart thing to do here is create some leverage by talking to a lot of different teams, not just one.
Sure.
That is one of the ways that you pick up the phone is you need to create some leverage somehow.
Yeah, and if you could tell them like, we'll see. We're also talking with Miami about that, and that would be great.
And as you pointed out earlier, and so astutely. If that ultimately was you got Max Crosby, Kenny Clark, you were able
another first round pickings, pick.
Yeah, and another first round pick from Micah Parsons, you've got a pretty good deal. And then a lot of people would be looking at Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and going, tip of the cap, man. Like, that's a pretty interesting move.
No, I agree with that for sure.
But on the face, when you're like, we got Micah. We've been trading Micah for Kenny Clark and two firsts that aren't going to help us this year.
Right.
At that time, I totally understand it.
Okay, let me simplify this.
And Max does play the run better.
Let me simplify this. For some reason, it's just Max Crosby for a first, or Max Crosby for a first and Trayvon Diggs, and he's not willing to change his contract at all, and it's going to be 2 years, $62 million fully guaranteed that he walks into the Cowboys with. Do you accept?
Yep.
So fast.
Again, I'm Kevin.
What if you also have to put a third round pick in 2020?
You just told me the parameters.
I'm just asking.
And now you're trying to change the parameters.
What if you also have to give him a third round pick in 2027?
I'm all right with that.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Again, I go back to, I have decided, and not just based on Washington's game, it feels like the Cowboys are committed to this year too.
Yeah.
But there is a window for Dak. Dak's playing exceptionally. I can't waste that for Dak.
Yeah.
I feel like the Cowboys, we've even asked them straight up, are you concerned about wasting that? And the Cowboys have said no, although they do understand that Dak's playing at a certain level.
Okay, can I tell you, this is where it's a good thing that I'm just watching and not involved, because this is where my Cowboys history...
Yep.
Works against making this deal. And I hope that makes sense to y'all as lifelong Cowboys fans and people across the Metroplex. My brain, or I guess my heart, is telling you, but why? You know that even with him, this defense is not good enough and you're going to get worked in the wild card round, or if you get a sub 500 team, somehow you would get worked in the divisional round and it's not going to make a lick of difference and you just lost one of your future building blocks. But then the head part of me is like, this is one of the best offenses we've seen in recent Cowboys memory. Mm-hmm. So why not feed a little bit extra into the other side to try to propel it? And that, I'm very conflicted because of that.
And they're right for the 940. It's not just that. It's also the window with Pickens. I don't know how big that window is.
Might be just the end of this year. Yeah,
I do understand, though. This is also a difference in philosophy of what you're trying to do. Choppy will tell you, I'm not trying to win this Super Bowl. I'm trying to win five Super Bowls. So if I'm investing in this team right now, that might get me one if I really just go for it with this team. But is that enough if I want to build five?
Yeah.
And so that's the difference in philosophy. And sometimes, Kevin, you just got to strike when the fire's hot.
Not the iron?
I don't know.
Okay. And by the way, I think we should really help out with this from the 201, especially because it's in all caps. Kenny Clark is a $21 million cap hit next year. Not really. His cap hit next year is zero. He has no guaranteed money left on that deal. So you can move on. If you decide you don't want to keep Kenny Clark, it will cost you $0 to the bottom line. If you decide you do want to keep him, well, then I believe some good old-fashioned renegotiation will take place. So don't worry about that. That's not a real $21 million cap hit that is like looming over you.
And also, I guess the other thing too is we just keep assuming that you're going to trade one of the Packers picks. What if the Raiders are like, we want yours?
I would assume.
We want the better of the two.
For the record, I would assume that would be, I think they would build in the language of we get the better of the two.
There was one other thing and that fell out of my mind. So we'll move on to this.
And can I address one more Fantex thing that's
on? I dare you to address.
Okay. Crosby is arguably a better player than Micah, definitely a better leader, and is cheaper than Micah. I don't know. I think it's the age factor that plays into it. I'm not arguing about the leadership role. I don't know how much tangible value that draws from folks on the trade market. I do not think it's a minimum of two first round picks. And if it is, then I don't think that the Cowboys are going to be involved in this conversation. Crosby is older. I still think the trade value for Micah is higher. So I do not think it would cost that. That's my opinion. Could find out that I'm dead wrong about that. But if it is two first round picks, I do not believe that the Cowboys would be in this game at all.
The other thing, that's what it was. The other thing to consider too is there is a defensive end available in this draft that is very good. There are a couple of them on the way. And there are some good linebackers that is proving to be a strength. As we're seeing right now in the draft. So,
but I totally get your point about, is this offense going to look like this next year? You might not even have, some would argue you probably won't even have George Pickens. So I understand the counter argument. I'll make it simple for people who say it's going to be two ones or more. Then the Cowboys are out. I do not believe they will be in that mix. But if it's a first and a third, I think they might be in, especially depending on how those contract discussions go.
All right, now we can discuss the level of concern.
Actually, guys,
we'll have to wait for tomorrow.
That you're out of time.
We are out of time.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, former WWE superstar, host of the new USA show, Everything on the Menu with Braun Strowman. We will talk with Braun Strowman, plus our brand new segment, How Did This Reporter Do? Next on The Fan. Welcome back to the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we've got former WWE superstar, host of the new USA show, Everything on the Menu with Braun Strowman. Mm. It probably shouldn't surprise you. It's Braun Strowman. Howdy, sir.
What's going on, Dallas?
Now, I know we got a lot to talk about, including your new show, which I know does have a Dallas episode coming up, but we are close to Halloween, and I'm a huge horror movie fan. I gotta know, is there any traction to you being the next Jason Voorhees, and do you think you could pull it off?
I know I could pull it off. Let's be for real. I am the ultimate Jason. They just need to give me the role. There's been conversation about it a few times here and there throughout the past few years, and maybe one day we'll get lucky and people can get on the same page. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Figure something out and bestow that beautiful hockey mask on this face, because I tell you what, I will gladly shave this beard off if they need me to. Because let's be real, what an iconic opportunity, you know, being Braun Strowman for the last decade of my life, now being a host of everything on the menu on USA Network, and the possibility of maybe being the ultimate slasher of all time, you know, how did I get here in life?
Now, we like to fashion ourselves as a show that asks questions no one else would ask. So what True. I really want to know right now is, do you think the best moment in Friday the 13th history is in part 8 when he's boxing a Gold Gloves boxer and the guy keeps punching him and nothing happens, and then Jason hits that dude one time and his head goes flying off?
It's great, but my favorite Jason is, I love Freddy versus Jason, because I was a Freddy fan too, and like I literally rewatched that last night. So in the spirit of continuing to try and manifest stuff that I've done in life, we're going to keep talking about it. Maybe it'll happen one day. But until then, I'm going to enjoy going around the country stuffing my big face full of everything on the menu.
Braun, I ask this because of the amount of crossover we see in Hollywood and wrestling. Are great wrestlers great actors, or are the best actors great wrestlers?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. That actually makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. We've just seen all that crossover, all these guys go into Hollywood and be amazing at it.
So in terms of the new show, I mean, like, I get it. People like food. But, like, how long have you been in this vein of, no, I really love food? This is like a quest I can go on.
Well, I've always been a big food eater. I mean, that's what I said. I didn't get to be 350 pounds by accident. I graduated high school at 17 at 6'5 and 305. So that goes to speaking for the unbelievable cooking that my mom and dad did, and the poor grocery bill that they had bestowed upon them. And like I said, we grew up without a whole lot and stuff like that, but we never went without. So I'm very thankful for that, of learning how to appreciate making dishes out of nothing and stuff like that. I have a younger sister. She's 6'2". So we're a family of redwoods per se. And mom and dad bestowed upon that as well, 'cause I'm a big cook now as well, and I like cooking. But I've always been a big eater and stuff. And the idea with this show, so I had a really bad neck injury in 23 in the ring, where I'd pinch my spine and both my arms quit working for about 3 seconds in the ring, and I ended up having to have a fusion in my neck. So I got a metal plate and 4 screws in there, and while I'm out recovering, I'm like, man, am I ever going to be able to wrestle again? Am I going to have a normal life as normal as 6'8 and 350 is? What am I going to be able to do? So I'm on the phone with my agent, Nick, and a good friend of mine, Kevin, who's the producer of everything on the menu now. And we're throwing ideas at the wall of what can I do and stuff, because I realize at a point in life I've been given a gift that not everybody's given in life, and that the gift is I'm very capable and very good at putting smiles on people's faces, and I like doing it. And it's how can I continue to have a platform to get out and let people see me and do what I do best, and that's making people happy. So they're kind of picking on me one day, talking on the phone about how when I go out to eat, I'll order 2, 3, 4 entrees and stuff like that. One, because, like, well, I'm a growing boy and 350 pounds needs some calories. You know, you got to keep this meat castle fueled up and moving. And then two, I like trying different foods. That was one of the blessings with being with WWE for so long, and the awesome career that I had with them was getting to travel around the world and experience all the different walks of life in the culinary space and stuff. And so it worked out, you know, kind of this idea we're talking about. They're asking me about eating all this food. I was like, yeah, half the time I go to these restaurants and I'm like, I can't make up my mind. I want to order everything on the menu. And they're like, wait a second. So we ended up shooting a pilot episode in Keewaskum, Wisconsin at a supper club called the Great Outdoor Supper Club, and kind of got it out and feeling around to see if anybody would be interested in this concept of a show. And lo and behold, USA Network saw it, and the relationship that I've had with them over the last decade of my life being strewed out across their programming with WWE, and I guess maybe some of the realizations that I've drawn massive ratings throughout the years that I've been in WWE, and just the relationship that I had, it was kind of a match made in heaven. So we did 8 episodes for season 1. We did Washington, D.C., Orlando, Tampa, New Orleans, Las Vegas, Fort Worth, Milwaukee, and Chicago. And then, like, the main premise behind the show is I do two restaurants every episode. The first restaurant we go to is known for the signature dish in the city. All those restaurants were open 50, 60, 70-plus years. We did Angelo's Barbecue in Fort Worth, a big staple there, family-owned that's been for a long time. What a great experience getting in there, seeing all the history that's kind of – it's like a time capsule, hearing the stories of the third or fourth generation pit bosses that are in there. And then the barbecue, oh, my God, was just absolutely amazing. So those signature dishes like that in the city is kind of the staple, the known about spots, and hearing the backstory, talking to customers that have been eating there their entire lives and having that fun on that. And then the other restaurant I go to is kind of known for the up-and-coming hot spots and stuff like that in these different cities. And the premise behind that is think about going out to eat and you're looking around at people's foods coming out. And you're like, man, that looks good. That looks good. Look at the menu. Oh, my God, I can't make up my mind. Everything looks so good. Well, I can't either, so I order everything on the menu.
What's the tip situation looking like there then? What's that setting you back?
Ah, the production team covers that. I tell them to send my agent the bill. We'll figure it out.
All right, so I got a family of 5, and I got 2 boys that like to eat a lot. We sit down with you at the table. What's on the table? Give me the meal.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm a big steak guy for what? So let's start with appetizer. I don't know if you're soup guys. I'm a big lobster bisque guy or a homemade chicken noodle. Maybe, I don't know, I'm a tuna tartare or a beef tartare kind of guy. Fried Brussels sprouts. Main course, let's go with like a golden Yukon fingerling potatoes and a rosemary garlic butter. Tomahawk ribeye, prime cut, of course. Reverse seared, finished over, let's do mesquite since we're in Texas, to 137 Smart. Degrees, a nice medium rare plus, like the temperature that I like it. We'll do some cream corn with black truffles on top of it. And then let's do a dessert. Man, I haven't had any sweets in a while, so I'm really thinking this one out. What's a big Texas staple other than about going to Bucky's and getting one of the big cinnamon buns?
We got some pecan pie down here.
Cinnamon bun for the dessert.
Yeah. Man. Well,
I'm in on that meal.
I'll see you later. I'm going to get some lunch. I gotta go. Now, I can see how this show, Everything's on the Menu with Braun Strowman on USA debuts this Friday. I can see how that's easy to bring smiles to people's faces. But you talked about your wrestling career. How weird was it to start out as the most terrifying of villains when you were used to bringing smiles to people's faces?
It was an opportunity for me now, looking back on it, especially with the untimely deaths of two of my tag team, two of the four of us, the Wyatt family and stuff like that. It was such a special time in my life and my career because those guys did so much for me. There is no Braun Strowman without those three and stuff like that. Because when I debuted on TV, I'd had four wrestling matches my entire life.
Wow.
And the boss saw me at the time and saw something in my giant carcass and was like, hey, I know you don't know a whole lot. We're going to learn along the way. You're debuting the night after SummerSlam in front of 27,000 people in a sold-out Barclays Center, and I did one of the biggest gulps in my entire life of, yes, sir. And in the back of my mind, I'm going, I don't know what I'm doing, but this is an opportunity. I got to pretend that I do. And, well, I stepped out there, and in a space and in an industry where it's really hard to pull one over the fans, I think that's the first and only time in the last 20 years that WWE was able to really, really surprise the fan base. Because I stepped out in the middle of that ring in the Barclays Center with that black sheet mask on, and 27,000 people started chanting, who are you? So I knew we had something special there. And boy, if it didn't take 30 seconds to let them know who I am. And now here we are, 10 years later, my own food show, everything on the menu on USA Network right after SmackDown, man. I don't know what I did to be here, but I sure am thankful for it.
Do you want me to make sure I tell Paul Heyman when the show is on, or do you want to tell him?
He knows. I mean, let's be for real. It's a show about eating everything on the menu. You don't think he knows about it?
That is a tremendous point. And you know, when you debuted, the last thing for you, my older son immediately wanted a sheet mask, and I was a little bit worried. But he's turned out to be a well-adjusted adult, just in case you wanted to know.
See, look at that. Me, I did the same thing. You know, sometimes, you know, we got to go through these phases.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rest in peace, Aussies. You know, we're going through changes.
Well, yeah, that's excellent stuff, man. We're all looking forward to the Fort Worth episode, but everything on the menu debuts this Friday, USA Network. Braun, thank you so much for the time.
Awesome. Thank y'all. Enjoy your week.
There you go. Braun Strowman right here on 105.3 The Fan. You loved him.
Kevin, wrestlers have been some of the best interviews we've ever had. Their personalities have been always a lot of fun when they come in studio, when we have them on, whatever it is,
yeah.
They're already entertainers. And we don't necessarily have to talk wrestling all the time with them, but they always entertain me when we get those interviews.
Yeah, I love them. I'm looking forward to the show, but I'm also looking forward to this. Mm-hmm. It is the debut of our brand new segment. How did this reporter do? So I believe this took place during the Oregon-Rutgers game.
Okay, all right.
And Oregon won that game 56-10. So the game was out of hand. The reporter, Olivia Cleary, is trying to do the live shot, and a lot of people decided they had something else to say.
The football is, you can definitely tell there is a new play caller in town. The offense is looking, 1 second. The offense is looking a lot more versatile. They're getting their tight end in there with more reps. Still seem really characteristic with the running game. But definitely seeing a lot more passes from Malik Murphy to Trent Walker. And I think even though the game is tied, the offense has looked entirely different. And we'll see how it goes through the second half of this game.
Help! Help! Help me!
Is this weird? No, we're lost.
Okay,
all right, that's enough. That guy yelling 6-7 in the background. We get it. It's a stupid thing. It's overdone. We've 6-7'd ourselves out. We're done.
And maybe it was Oregon State Lafayette then. But so one of those friends in the video tried to pull the first 6-7 guy away, but he realized that person is just going to keep on talking, and I don't think that I'm going to be able to stop them. Now, Olivia put out...
Nice work on her part,
okay,
dude.
So how do you think she did with these work. Jack Nuts yelling 6-7 behind
her? I agree with you. Jack Nuts is exactly what's going... Look, they're trying to do her... She's trying to do her job, and you're in there just like... Not even making it about yourself. You're just yelling something out.
Yes.
Drunkenly, it appeared.
Don't you kind of hope they were drunk? Because if they were sober and that's their choice.
That's your personality. So I will give her all the credit in the world. Somebody needs to hire her.
And also a meme shouldn't be your personality.
Focus.
Right?
Like, yeah, exactly. She is focused.
Okay.
She's locked in delivering that news.
You'll love this then.
She wanted to do the news and she did.
This is what she put out on Twitter. I'm aware of the video circulating.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't put it out and want to thank everyone for the support. At the start of my live shot, fans were kind and added a fun element to the coverage. As it went on, a few fans stuck around and things got a little out of hand, which is what you saw. For the most part, so yes, Oregon State, Beaver Nation has been very welcoming to me. Live TV is unpredictable and sometimes you have to roll with it.
Yeah, that is true.
It was that.
Those guys, they don't need to be that though.
Okay.
But again, I credit her for... absolutely delivering. She stayed focused. She was locked in. She's going to be a big time star.
One more quick question about that.
In the news.
Would you have liked it even more if she did like a spinning back fist and hit one of those people and goes 6-7 and knocked him out?
Or she goes 8-9. Bow.
Oh, that.
Learn that more been, numbers, dummy.
Yeah, that would have been fun. Alec, do you think the reporter did a good job?
I think she did a great job because I would have started swinging. That was irritating. And again, don't make a meme your personality, especially one that's already played out.
Indeed. By the way, one more quick note. The
Somebody
United
said they'll
States.
Give her a 6-7 out of 10.
Oh, they better give her a higher
I'm
grade
going
than
home.
That. The United States officially announced their joint bid with Mexico, Costa Rica, and Jamaica for the 2031 Women's World Cup. I think that is an important thing because I think that there's a really good shot that Arlington hosts the 2031 Women's World Cup final.
That's a long time from now.
That is true.
Anything could happen.
You know what? I really thought you were going to tell me how many years away it was.
I don't even know.
Yeah. I might have stabbed you with this pen. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here. Nice. Don't do it on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. They're live at Shell Shack off of North Henderson. We will talk with them next right here on The Fan.
Right up the gut, there goes Gibbs. Foot race. Winfield can't get there. Touchdown, Lions.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, let's take you to the Shell Shack to talk with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you and where are you today?
Buddy, we're just right down the road. We're doing fantastic. We're at Shell Shack on Henderson, and we have some G-Bag Nation flags. We'd love to see everybody swing on by, get some delicious to eat and drink, and do some fellowshipping here today as we talk Cowboys trade deadline. Huh? This is fun.
Man, and those G-Bag flags are a commodity. Our remote that we did on Friday, we only had one because they said they were all gone. So that's pretty awesome that you guys got some.
Yes, it is fantastic, and I can confirm these are the final two dozen sitting right here at my feet.
Okay, make your way out to Shell Shack. Now, we've heard the rumors.
Brian wants to ask you, what do you love and what do you hate about the show in order to get one, by the way?
Yeah, that's my line. What do you love about this show? What do you hate about this show? A gentleman named D, who is from a Philly Eagles fan, was like very honest with me about me. And so I really, really appreciate what he says. He says, hey, you don't answer Dawson's questions all the time. And I said, you know what? That's a good point. I go, I try and think of it from a front office perspective. He goes, I want to hear your opinion. So, duly noted.
And you appreciate the honesty, not
folks absolutely.
Blowing
hell yes.
Smoke.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
All right. Yeah. Now, Carson.
I think you're great, Broadus.
Sure you do. But hey, we're good.
There, Corey's sure blowing do. Smoke now. Boy,
yeah, Corey. Yeah.
Carson
I think all
Wentz.
You guys are amazing.
Is going to start.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question real quick?
Yeah.
How did you guys? How did we get Jerry twice today?
That's what we do, man.
So he called from his airplane on the way to the league meetings, and it
didn't work.
Yeah, not a good signal.
Yeah.
Pretty spotty connection.
You figure he spent $50 million on a plane. That we could get some service.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it was good enough to like talk to somebody. You could get what he was saying, but almost every word was kind of choppy.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Carson Wentz is going to start for the Vikings on Thursday, but I'm guessing the NFL news of the day that's probably more of interest was the Cowboys inquiring about Max Crosby. I guess to start, what would be your kind of what's your price point to make that happen in terms of draft capital? What are you willing to deal if you're interested at all?
Well, I really like the idea of a one and an offensive lineman, maybe T.J. Bass or Nate Thomas going out there for Crosby. But, man, I could probably be talked into more. You know, I think Crosby's one of the best defensive players in the game. And not only does he give you the pass rush, but he's also going to help you stop the run, set that edge, make plays in both things. So, you know, I think Crosby's better than Micah Parsons. And if you could get him for less than what you gave up, plus you still have Kenny Clark in cap space, I think that'd be a huge win.
I think easily the Cowboys pick. I think if you're the Raiders, you probably want the Cowboys one.
Yeah.
And I'd be fine with doing that. I'm giving up a one, and then if it ends up needing to be a little bit more in terms of a three, or, I mean, I'd love to do players. Like, if they'd be interested in a Diggs or a Jalen Tolbert or a Sam, I mean, one of these linemen, I'd love to do that, but I think it probably goes and starts around the Cowboys one. I'd assume that's what they want over the Packers.
It's probably going to cost you both those ones to go do this. Probably will.
I'm a pass on that. What about y'all?
Dawson hit the nail on the head. I think he's a better player than Parsons.
Yeah, I think he's a better overall, like all-around player than Mike is. I got into a little Twitter fight or text fight with a couple buddies of mine, and they're just like, no way, Mike is way better. I'm like, man, well, why are we acting like Max Crosby hasn't also been a Defensive Player of the Year candidate?
Yeah.
And has also been an absolute savage. So, to me,
never comes off the field.
You add Kenny Clark and Max Crosby. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I ultimately would go 2-1s for him. He's 28 years old. He's in the prime of his career. Let's go for this thing now.
Do you think he's in the prime of his career looking at this last season and a half compared to where he was in 22 and 23 when he was a Defensive Player of the Year candidate?
There's probably been a drop-off there. I wonder how much that has to do with the team, his personal health. But, yeah, I still look at him and say he's in the prime of his career, 28 years old and one of the premier edge rushers in all of football.
But because of that, you know, he's a couple years older than Micah Parsons. I don't know that I'm that excited about going 2-1s for a guy at 28 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say you can have an offensive lineman.
Last year.
You know, I think T.J. Bass or Thomas saves you from having to draft an offensive lineman in the first couple of rounds. So you're getting significant value there. And I'll throw in a day three pick as a pot sweetener a little bit. But, you know, once you're looking at defensive linemen, it's kind of like a running back where late 20s can age very quickly. And, I you know, I can't take that much risk to give up the ones.
How do you guys feel about the contract you would be looking at past this year? Probably 2 years, $62 million in guaranteed money. That doesn't seem too bad given what the market looks like.
No, we were talking 47 for the guy that we just got rid of, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I this guy to me, you watch the way he affects games. You watch the way, I mean, you know, people talk about, you know, what coordinators go through to stop certain players. It's hard to stop the Micah Parsons. It's hard to stop the Max Crosbys of the world, guys like that. I think this guy is, he's got this thing figured out, how to play run defense, how to rush the passer. You know, he's just, there's, to me, if you could go out and get a guy like this, and maybe it took the two ones that you had, to, you know, you got for Micah to go do it, I don't know how you turn your back on this one, because like I said, it might be just a little bit more in the age, but man, I think he is, when you watch him play, he is just so disruptive. Every play.
Yeah, I mean, even just watching him against Kansas City, like Kansas City's got two, three guys assigned.
They're trying to block him
at all times.
And he can't.
And last year, the 7.5 sacks, that was in 12 games.
Yeah. Because he got hurt.
Yes, he did get hurt. But previously, he'd had the last three. I mean, he hasn't missed any time besides his rookie year. So, I mean, I think that's a little bit of an outlier. Like, overall, if you want to nitpick that a guy got hurt last year, fine. The rest of his career, he's been healthy.
But I don't think it's nitpicking to say somebody who is now getting older, who missed time last year and now has a potential lingering knee issue right now, I don't think that's nitpicking as much as just wondering out loud if his body is degrading.
I think that if you're the Cowboys, those are all your sales pitches, Kevin. I mean, I'm with you on that. This is why I'm trying not to give up two ones because of everything you've just said. But I do think from a Raiders standpoint, like, I've wondered with some of these players, like Trey Hendrickson, and we asked Brian about this, like, how much, when it comes to this injury stuff, is that also, if we're considering moving a player, we're not going to be as inclined to play the player.
I could also say this, Heggy, you know, we can also not have a pass rush for a long time, too.
Okay. No, I hear what you're saying. I guess my thought was, we talked a lot about how Micah being back here wouldn't have fixed this defense. Do you think Max Crosby would fix this defense? Because I'm all about building up assets, but I'm willing to listen to the other side. I get he's a great player.
Yeah, if you tell me though, like to say the whole thing, and here's a guy you're talking to that loves drafting, I can't guarantee you that they're going to use those picks to be any good.
I hear you.
I can't.
Yeah.
I know one thing. When I watch Max Crosby play, I know he's better than anybody I'm going to pick at 16 or 17, and I know damn sure he's better than anybody I'm going to pick at 29 or whatever.
Right.
You know? That's just me. You know?
But I do think there's something about maximizing the window that you're in right now with Dak Prescott and
I understand that logic for sure.
You know, so that
would you
something.
Do the two ones, Eric?
Two ones is a touch rich for me. It is a touch rich, but I would give you the Cowboys one and one of those offensive linemen or a one and a mid to late round pick, but two ones, I don't know that.
There's
I'm going
no
that
reason
far.
For the Raiders to take less than what you gave up for Micah Parsons. You could say about the age and all that stuff, but he's already under contract for a couple more years, and you know there's his body of work speaks. If I'm sitting there, if I'm John Spytak at the Raiders, and you come and offer me a one and Nate Thomas, I'm kind of like, no, I can't do that right now. Thank you, though.
Are you just going to let him sit on your team knowing your team's not going anywhere and you don't have a quarterback?
That's you know, they're probably going to end up with a high pick to go draft a quarterback is what they're going to do.
Right. Well, fascinating discussion. I'm excited to hear y'all continue this on your show. Where can people find you again?
We are live at the Shell Shack on Henderson, and they got these really cool Cowboy Salute to Service Crown Royal, like little, is this a water bottle? I don't know. I'll put it on the webcam here before too long. They also have Crown Royal sunglasses to give away, and of course, we got these GBAC Nation flags for you. Here's black and gold. What's up, buddy?
The last of them. All right, roll home with the G-Bag Nation or go see them at the Shell Shack. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say 5'8", Kevin.
Is that what we're changing it to?
5'8".
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.